guys are going to air it up. Owen Gage, now we're watching him in the pregame. Man, they do have a quarterback that can air it up. And that's number 16, the junior, Jake Wright. He's a big kid out there. He's got to be about 6'4", 6'5", at least, maybe 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big boy. And, you know, both these teams have had pretty good success getting in the end zone this season. They score a lot of points fairly often. Owen Gage scores a lot of points every time out. In Caseville, when they're playing competition that is a little bit more even, they play a tough schedule. So asking them to put too many points up there against Kingston and Deckerville and Peck is a tall order. But when they're against the North Huron, CPS, Merritt, Akron, Fairgrove, they're putting up some points.
Well, this is also a good rivalry tonight between the two schools. This has been going back for a number of years between the Caseville Eagles. Now Eagles back into football after the last about two or three years. And Owen Gage, I don't think they've taken any break. They just went from 11-man to 8-man football, but there's always been a real good rivalry between these two schools. Zach Gerstenberger is quarterback, number 15 for the Caseville Eagles. Had a good arm warming up. But one thing that really impressed me, Jake Wright here, number 16 out in front of us at midfield as our captains get ready to go out and do the coin toss, is, boy, he's got an arm. He was winging that thing out there 30, 40 yards with some pretty decent spiral and some good receivers here for the Bulldogs. Now, we see the same thing, from the Caseville Eagles, working up probably a little shorter pass program tonight. They're, you know, you see them during the warm-up. Owen Gage is doing a lot of long passes, Caseville Eagle, 10, 15-yard slant patterns, post patterns. And I think we're going to see a lot of fun in the air tonight. Maybe a high-scoring game.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think over on Caseville, you're going to see Cole Simmons out of the backfield catching some short passes, running with it. And like you said, I mean, Owen Gage, they can throw the ball all over the place. Adam Redford, senior, he's going to run the ball pretty effectively out there tonight. And I do. I think we're going to see a lot of offense tonight, Kurt.
Well, our captains are out at midfield right now for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. We've got Jake Wright, Dylan Fritz, number 25, 30, Dan Good, and 32, Adam Redford. Looking at how many seniors we've got here on the team, Owen Gage Bulldogs bringing three seniors to the field, and that's Ryan Warack, number 52, 32, Adam Redford, and 24, Joey Littlepage. Now for the Caseville Eagles, looking at their senior lineup, they've got Cameron Ashmore, number 23, and senior Eric Eddy, that's all I've got, number 72. They've got two seniors coming out on the team. So both of these groups have got some real potential for the future with some young players out there.
Yep, a lot of young players out there.
Good evening. Let me welcome you to Owen Gage.
So we're welcoming everybody to the field tonight as things are getting ready to go. And look at, hey, the stands are filled over there on the Caseville side tonight. How about that? At least one of the stands are filled.
That's right. Well, they're almost neighbors. So.
Well, we want to invite you out here to Owendale tonight. You've got plenty of time to get here before the game starts, which is about 20 minutes out. Chad and I are going to cover some of tonight's games, and we'll give you we're probably going to go right along with the picks of with Seth and Paul here tonight from the Huron Daily Tribune. We'll see if we can't pick them apart a little bit. But as we mentioned, people are calling. They like to know where the games are. If you're on the road or if you're out having dinner somewhere in the area, get to one of the high school ball games and have some fun. And the weather should hold off. So we do have Vassar and Bad Axe. I would pick Bad Axe over Vassar. Should be a good game. Might be a little damp over there at Hatchet Country tonight. Now, they're coming off a tough loss, that loss to the Lakers the other night, Friday.
That was a tough 2 points, I believe.
Yeah, 2 points in the final couple of minutes. And, you know, being an old Laker guy, I tell you what, that doesn't happen too often. We usually lose to Bad Axe. We've had some of the best teams ever, and Bad Axe has been at their lowest, and they seem to pull out a win. So that was a real squeaker the other Friday night. So Vassar's at Bad Axe tonight. Cass City at USA. Cass City's got a good team this year. They've really put together some talent over there. And so Cass City over USA. Elkton Pigeon Bayport traveling to Reese. Now, both our Tribune guys are going to pick Elkton Pigeon Bayport over Reese. Now, I think that's a pretty good guess. I would take them, too.
Yeah, I would say that one's a safe bet. I'm noticing that our Tribune guys, Seth and Paul, they must be drinking out of the same cup, because now a couple weeks in a row, they don't have many different picks. Yeah. They're right on the same page.
Adams isn't taking any risks here. Look at, he's just behind Stapleton by a few. Harbor Beach is at Marlette. Yeah, I would definitely stick with Harbor Beach
Absolutely.
On that one. Ubley at Brown City. Tonight, go with the Bearcats. Sandusky at Memphis. And Sandusky's putting together a pretty good team, too. Memphis is struggling this year. And I don't even know how many players Memphis has. I don't think they've got a lot of athletes over there this year. They may be struggling for a few bodies, but yeah. Sandusky over Memphis on that one. Peck at Deckerville. Peck always having some talent over there over Deckerville. Dryden at CPS. They got Dryden, both of them. We'll go with Dryden also. At least I will.
Yeah, I've seen both of them play. Dryden's pretty tough. Boy, going back to that Peck-Deckerville game, that's going to be a good game. You and I were fortunate mm-hmm. enough early in the season to see Deckerville. I've seen both of them, and they're both tough teams, and I think they have it right, though. I think Peck might come out on top.
And Deckerville is by no means out of that. I mean, they could definitely win if that's.
They don't do much wrong, do they?
No, they do everything just about perfect. But that's going to be a good battle. But I think Peck just might pull that one out tonight. But that is at Deckerville, so that is going to be tough. You know, playing at Deckerville, one of the best teams, 8-man teams in the state. Kingston at North Huron tonight. You've got a home game tonight.
Yes, home game back home. And I'll tell you, it's been a rough year. North Huron's very, very young. Like a lot of these schools, I mean, right tonight we're looking at two teams that combined don't have a half dozen seniors. Mm-hmm. And Kingston's a strong program. They're always strong. And I see they picked Kingston to beat North Huron. I can't, as much as maybe I'd like to, I can't disagree with that pick.
Caseville at Owen Gage. Caseville has picked to win over Owen Gage Bulldogs. And this is both guys. I'm going to throw a coin toss on that one. I think we're going to see a short passing game out of the Caseville Eagles with a lot of running. We're going to see some long balls aired out by the Owen Gage Bulldogs. And, you know, stay tuned because we're going to have a good game. It's only about 16 minutes away. Merritt at Akron Fairgrove. And both of the guys here picking Merritt at over Akron Fairgrove at Fairgrove tonight. And we've got some Saturday games, Michigan State at Indiana. Yeah, I'm going with State all the way at that one in Indiana. Although,
oh, absolutely.
The Spartans are going against the number one rusher in the nation, so the leading rusher. And the eighth-ranked Spartans, they're going to take on Tevin Coleman, who is a one heck of a running back. Well, of course, you're the number one college rusher in the nation, 6'1", 210 pounds. Notre Dame at Florida State. Who cares? Stanford at Arizona. I'll go with Stanford, which would be a good game to watch anyways.
It would.
And the Saints at the Lions. Now, we're both Lions fans, and yeah. We are definitely going to go. I'm going with the Detroit Lions, and I'm going to guess you will, too.
Absolutely. I've never picked against them in my life.
No, I don't care if they're undefeated. I had 16 wrong one year.
Yeah, absolutely.
That. So here we are tonight at Owendale. Come on down and join us. Actually, the wind's starting to die down a little bit. The field looks great. The lights are on. The OP is open, the Owendale Pub, and Stacks is open, ready to get you all your snacks and stuff. The concession stand's open, and we've got a good lineup for Parents' Night tonight here at Owen Gage. So we hope the families will come down. You've got time to join us. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of our ball game. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch here on Cruise 102.1 FM Bad Axe with our high school game of the week, the Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles. We'll be right back after this.
Make tonight a real night out. Before or after the game, stop in at the OP, the Owendale Pub, across from Stacks. Locals know it's the place for great burgers, sandwiches, paninis, and wraps. Most are served with fries and a pickle spear. You'll love the Big Three Burger main attraction, the specialty Memphis Blackjack and Black and Blue Burgers. Each has its own blend of special toppings that define the unique, delicious flavor.
Go Bulldogs!
From everyone at the Big OP, the Owendale Pub, home of good friends and good times in Owendale.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666
for your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Baton Rouge.